Now, like brats, cheese, and beer, the Friday night fish fry is a big Wisconsin food tradition, especially this time of year. Supper clubs will soon be filling up today with eager patrons sipping old fashions and hungry for some fish, potatoes, a little coleslaw, a side of tartar sauce, maybe some bread and butter. For this Good Friday edition of Food Friday, we're helping you recreate the fish fry experience in your own kitchen. Our guide is a classically trained chef, a 2020 James Beard Award semifinalist, and Madison Magazine's 2023 Chef of the Year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you make fish fry at home? Want to hear you tell us about it, how it works for you, and if you have a favorite place to go for fish fry, past or present, we want to hear about it. You can name names. A supper club, a restaurant, a church basement. Share your favorite fish fry. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Sean Farr is the owner and head chef of Mint Mark in Madison and the Muska Lounge in Monona. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are expanding next door to that restaurant in Monona. I understand the menu of the new place is going to include some fish fry. As a restaurant chef, how do you approach the fish fry, this thing that's really popular here in Wisconsin and a lot of people are going to have opinions on?
Well, you know, 5 or 6 years ago when I opened up Mint Mark, I knew that fish fry was such an important part of the culture in Wisconsin, having grown up here. That I knew that I would be missing out on customers and Friday night business if I didn't throw my hat in the ring. So I take fish fry very seriously. And really, for a number of years, the team and I pushed so hard to try and create the best fish fry we possibly could in Madison. And I think we did a really great job.
What, you don't need to tell me your secrets exactly, but what is it that makes the fish in particular good when you're serving it up?
Well, the fish, for one, needs to come from within an area that's touching the state, I believe, you know, somewhere from the Great Lakes. So all those little fish like the bluegill, the perch, those are the prime fish to look for. Atlantic cod is great. It's a great fish fry option, but at the end of the day, lake fish, I really feel, are the way to hit, especially walleye too. That's a great one. But the secret is really within the batter. You want something that's going to hold up and stay crispy and have that, you know, that super crunch when you bite into it, all at the same time, not obscuring the subtleties of the white flaky fish that our Great Lakes provide.
Now, not everybody's going to try to make the fish itself at home, but if we do want to, kind of, what's the bare minimum level of equipment we need?
Well, I, for one, would never try to do it inside because your house is going to smell like I do when I come home from work on Friday. So when I get tasked with this about once a year at my in-law's cottage, typically, you know, somebody has given them a mess of perch or bluegill, even some walleye, maybe some pike once in a while. And it's up to me to fry for 15 to 20 people. I set up a turkey fryer with a shallow pot, or like what we call as a rondo in the restaurant industry. And I fill that up with fryer oil, your canola oil, and I try to fry outside. I certainly, one of the things that I think we do really well at Mint Mark, and we'll be doing really well at Hank's, our new fish fry and burger joint, is the crispy batter. It's got to be light. It can't be weighted down with flour. So the way I go about that is I tend to think of it as more of a tempura, but instead of water, using beer, and using rice flour instead of AP flour. So that within its own kind of sets you up for success. It's how far you want to go with seasoning, sometimes garlic powder, onion powder, what kind of beer you want to use. I prefer hams or something cheap and pungent, so it carries through. But really, if you set yourself up outside and get your fryer set to about 350 degrees and make a batter that you feel isn't like super cakey and thick, I think you're already winning.
I think the biggest mistake I make when I batter fry things is I'm not known for being a real patient guy. And I want to get stuff into the oil, and I do it before it's heated to that consistent temperature. I know what happens. What happens then when we don't have hot enough batter?
Well, that, and, you know, you're going super French at that point with your low temperature and your confiting, which is, you know, reserved for duck legs and pork bellies and that sort of thing. You got to get it hot and fast.
Okay. And now spicing in the batter. Now, I worry like, okay, yeah, you're going to taste salt and pepper and stuff like that. If I'm getting all subtle with spices, oh, but it's getting deep fried. Am I just like burning those spices out of the picture? Am I wasting my time and money putting those in?
No, I really don't believe so. I mean, we use a certain amount of garlic powder and onion powder in our batter. We also, put a certain amount of salt. I think the salt actually, although very important to have in the batter so everything kind of tastes seasoned throughout, really shows up mostly on the outside, kind of like a French fry as well. But I don't think it's super lost. At the same time, you don't want to get wild and start throwing like caraway or, like allspice in there and getting weird. I mean, we're in Wisconsin. We got to keep it real,
Talking to Sean Farr, owner and head chef of Mint Mark in Madison, the Muska Lounge in Monona, soon to be Hank's in Monona as well. Talking about fish fry, making fish fry at home and or the side dishes at home. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you tried making fish fry at home? What is the secret to a good fish fry, whether it's at home or at a restaurant? Do you have a favorite place to go for fish fry in your community? And are you going somewhere tonight? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Okay, Sean, we got the fish. We got to have something to dip it in. You say you're a big fan of making our own tartar sauce at home. What goes into that?
Correct. We chose the restaurant, we make everything from scratch. That's a bit of a daunting task for somebody to take on at home. Cutting your own French fries, blanching them, and then frying them a second time. Shredding your own cabbage. So, I suggest buying, the frozen French fries, maybe some coleslaw dressing to make your own like the coleslaw that way. But the tartar sauce, at the end of the day, the tartar sauce is what that fish goes into. And it's the thing you're always like, hey, excuse me, can I get another side of tartar sauce? So for me, it's important to keep it light because the idea of dipping something in straight mayonnaise can sound a little gross sometimes. So the way we do that is through acid and fresh herbs. At Mint Mark, we use a ton of lemon juice and lemon zest. We use chives, tarragon, parsley, and much to fishfryguy.com's chagrin, we use fresh dill in there as well, and capers and shallots and pickles. So all of those things get mixed up and chopped up really hard and folded into mayonnaise. And with all that herbage and lemon juice, it becomes really light and really savory. And really just a great like palate cleanser on the tongue, which nobody really says about tartar sauce, but I would put that on anything.
Okay, the thing that baffled me out of all that is somebody's complaining about dill in their tartar sauce. Like, I think dill is good with fish, right? Dill's good with lemon. What? Who?
I mean,
what, why?
Science has shown that dill goes well with fish.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand what that complaint would be. Now, when you do that thing for your in-laws and you're doing the fish fry, what is the range of sides you have along with? You got the fish, obviously, you got the tartar sauce. In your home presentation of a fish fry, what do you got to have?
In my home presentation of a fish fry, I like to see the coleslaw. I like to see the French fries. I like to see Aunt Renee's baked beans that she makes with like all the brown sugar and ground beef that goes into it. That seems to be in a crock pot every time we're there. And then at the, more importantly, the biggest ingredient is just having all the friends and family around to help eat it and enjoy it with. I mean, the entire goal of the Wisconsin fish fry is to go out and celebrate, in a blue collar sense. You worked all week long and you finally get to go to the supper club or the tavern. If it were up to me, I'd go to Chico's Villa Tap. And you get that first old fashioned and maybe the second one, and you wait for your table and you catch up with people over the week and you finally get to relax. So I think at the end of the day, the most important side is the company you keep and the fish fry that you eat.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Jacob is with us in Burlington. Jacob, hi.
Hi. We recently got into air frying and I love doing seasoned fish in the air fryer and things, but getting breading on in the air fryer, I'm not having a whole lot of luck either getting it very brown or getting it to stick to the fish. They recommend flipping it halfway through the air fry. Does your guest have any experience with that or recommendations?
Huh. Can it be done, do you think, Sean, getting the batter to stay on the fish in the air fryer?
I don't believe a fish fry with a wet batter can be achieved in an air fryer. However, I do know that if you have taken fish fry home from wherever you've eaten it in a to-go container, the next day it does refresh really well in an air fryer. But unfortunately, wet batters such as a beer batter for a fish fry need to be completely submerged in oil to kind of help encapsulate it around the fish.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Nina joins us now in Menasha. Nina, hello.
Hi, thank you for having me. I just wanted to make a comment that when we come up to Wisconsin on vacation, we don't have fish fries in Arizona, but I love, used to love to go to the VFW. They made the best, and I love the elderly veterans and their wives and stuff that used to work there. It's closed down here now. But one other thing I wanted to comment, the chef that's on now is, I had worked in a restaurant, and I'm just curious to, you know, we need to have some kind of, I don't know, regulation, because I went out for fish fry recently, and I got served tilapia, and they were trying to tell me it's haddock.
Uh-oh. Nina, thanks for the call. All right, to her first point, Sean, you were talking about the company and, you know, the tradition of, you know, supper clubs and restaurants, of course, but like VFWs and church basements during Lent, that is another great part of the fish fry tradition.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the best fish fries I've had were from my hometown in New London, Wisconsin, from the VFW. Once in a while, the Catholic Church would put one on, and, you know, and there was a campground where, you know, it was all elderly ladies that were doing the fish fry, and I'll be darned, they're some of the best that I've ever had, and some of the most memorable fish fries for sure.
And then Nina brought up her concerns about fraudulent fish in the fish fry. Have you ever run into that
Unfortunately,
anywhere?
there are there's some people out there that, you know, that just aren't ethical when it comes to what they're serving. But you know, I think the places that really hold this tradition near and dear to their heart and want to celebrate it wouldn't be doing something like that. But I have certainly heard of those types of things in the past.
Nina, thanks a lot for that call and for visiting us from Arizona. We're talking to Sean Farr on this edition of Food Friday. Sean's the owner and head chef of Mint Mark in Madison and the Muska Lounge in Monona. He's our guest for this edition of Food Friday. He's helping us recreate the Friday night fish fry from home, whether we're making our own fish or just the sides along the way, and his love of the fish fry tradition in Wisconsin, even if, as most of us do, we go elsewhere to eat it. Call it at 800-642-1234. Do you have a secret to a great fried fish, a great coleslaw, good potatoes to go with fish? Let us know at 800-642-1234 and tell us your favorite place to go out to for a good fish fry. 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with Sean Farr, owner and head chef of Mint Mark in Madison and the Muska Lounge in Monona. He's helping us create a Friday night fish fry in our own kitchen and some appreciation tips when we go out for fish fry as well. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about what goes into making good fish for fish fry or all the sides or a secret of your own you want to share or a favorite place to go? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Matt is with us in Green Bay. Hi, Matt.
Hey, great show. I always love talking about food.
Me too.
Favorite place in Green Bay is Merrick's Bar. They've been around for 100 years, it seems. They've just got always a consistent, standard, very lightly battered or breaded type of fish. The second comment is that I've got a recipe for the easiest tartar sauce in the universe.
All right.
Basically, it boils down to mayonnaise as the base, and then pickle relish. But you need to get, like, the Heinz dill pickle relish. A few tablespoons of that in the sauce with some onion powder, and you've got the most amazing and simple tartar sauce to make.
Matt, thanks for the call. What do you think of that quick tartar sauce hack, Sean?
I mean, it's got the dill in it, right? You can't go wrong.
Exactly. Matt, thanks a lot for sharing it. Now, and he mentioned in Green Bay that's a 100-plus-year-old tavern serving the fish fry. And that's pretty cool that we have places in Wisconsin that have been at this for decades. You're hoping, I imagine, to replicate some of that experience, Sean.
Absolutely. I mean, if I could have an establishment for 100 years, that would be absolutely amazing.
Matt, thanks for the call. Jim joins us now in Green Bay. Jim, hi.
Hi there.
What do you want to tell us about, Jim?
Well, I have a similar story, but I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and the Lake Erie perch and walleye is pretty famous. And we would go out, catch a couple hundred perch, bring them in, fillet them, and then my mom would cook them up. She would use a egg wash and then coat them in saltine cracker crumbs, mm-hmm. and then fry them up. And it was a very, she would grind them up like powder.
The saltines.
And it was a very light batter. And it had a little salt in it already from the saltines. And it was, we would sit there and just eat till we passed out. With
Jim.
All the, and that was in the day when there were no limits, and we caught them and we, fry them up fresh and go back out the next weekend.
Jim,
and we also had.
I gotcha. Thanks a lot for the call, Jim. I appreciate sharing that experience. That's about as fresh as fish is going to get, Sean. And your rule of the fish in your restaurant, your fish has to come from at least a state adjacent to Wisconsin and no further. Is that in part to get that fresh fish experience?
Absolutely. A lot of what we deal with in the fish fry world is what we call IQF, or individually quick frozen as well. There's no way I could pay for people to break down perch or bluegill all day long. I'm going to actually assume it was a Jim. His family might be a great person to hire, or a great team to hire to do that. I always try and make sure it's coming from, as local as possible, just so it's not sitting in some freezer across the pond and then, getting shipped over and thawing and then getting frozen again. You want to try and serve the highest quality product you possibly can.
Jim, thanks a lot for sharing that experience, and welcome to Wisconsin. I don't know how long you've been here from Cleveland. Talking to Sean Farr on Food Friday, head chef and owner of Mint Mark in Madison, Muska Lounge in Monona. Talking about the Friday fish fry. It's still time for you to join in if you call quick at 800-642-1234. We heard from Linda in Milwaukee, Sean. She couldn't stay on the line, but she wants to know about pan-frying fish. Any advice on pan-frying fish if we don't want to, go to the effort of, full-on oil-frying that fish?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely an option. You want to make sure that you have a pan that's, very high-sided and it's not full to the brim, because when you do put fish in, the steam gets released, or the water gets released from the fish, causing it to boil. So you want to make sure you're using a pretty high-sided pan, keeping the heat, making sure you're checking the temperature with a thermometer, keeping it around 350, 375, and then not overloading the pan, doing, like five pieces at a time and maybe rotating them,
And my fear always, Sean, when I'm doing stuff like pan fry fish is that I'm going to overcook it. And that's often what I end up doing. So I don't make fish that often. How do I make sure, it's cooked, but not overcooked?
That's kind of the tricky part with the pan frying, because you most likely do have to flip it. So, I would try and keep it about 2 minutes aside. A good rule of thumb is the GBD rule. If it's golden brown delicious, you're probably good to go.
Now let's talk potatoes. I don't want to leave those out. What are your favorite way to prepare potatoes to go with our fish fry?
So at Mint Mark, we do Chad Vogel's famous potato salad from a restaurant that has long been gone in Madison. He's my business partner in a lot of these ventures. So we do like a potato salad with a whole grain mustard and apple cider dressing. And then we also do French fries. We hand cut all of our French fries. They get blanched the morning of at about 275 degrees until the potatoes cook through. And then We wait until the service when they get fired off. We fry them at 375 and season them generously with salt. But I honestly feel like the French fry is the king of all the potatoes. I know there's a lot of people out there that like a good baked potato, but for me, it's another vehicle for tartar sauce, right?
Now, a lot of times, you know, especially the, like the church basement stuff, you get all this stuff and then you get the slice of white bread and some butter to go with it, like the little one pat of butter.
Yes.
Do you include some kind of bread when you're serving up a fish fry?
So I've always loved the weird bread side throughout my entire life that came with it, regardless if it's a Parker House roll, you know, in a little gold foil packet of butter that you kind of have to like hold in your hand until it's tempered. what we do is we get rye bread from Stalzi's Deli and Bakery. And we even go the extra step as to butter it for you.
Wow.
So we don't have to serve the butter chips. So, yeah, we take that extra step in, you know, my fancy restaurant, and we spread that butter for you.
Fantastic. Sean, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
That's Sean Farr, owner and head chef of Mint Mark in Madison, the Muska Lounge in Monona, and in the nearest future, Hank's in Monona. He joined us for Food Friday with advice on creating a great fish fry at home and the sides along with it, the tartar sauce, and great places to get some fish fry. You can keep informing us over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. What to you has to be included in a fish fry? How do you judge the quality of a fish fry, the fish, the sides, the whole shebang? And where do you like to go, especially this time of year when fish fry is particularly popular? Let us know over on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can email us ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. If we had a couple few recommendations, maybe I'll share them on the show next week.